Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Anxiety about this all fucking day. I hope you did too. If I could quote the great Danny Glover right now, I am truly getting too old for this. Thank you so much for coming out to Dynasty Typewriter for the High and Mighty 9th annual High and Mighty Thanksgiving Eve Power Hour. Thanksgiving Eve, the biggest drinking night of the year. Why not keep that tradition alive well into your 40s? But enough talking with you realistically. I have to get some crazy assholes out here. But before I call on my crazy assholes, it wouldn't be a show. I'm trying to catch my breath before I start this. I'm already tired. A whole day of smoking weed and playing Baldur's Gate 3 will do that to you. Yeah, Branch Bender, my level 3 half-elf ranger. What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another live episode of High and Mighty. Live from the Dynasty Typewriter, it's the 9th annual High and Mighty Thanksgiving Eve Power Hour. And it's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy, Johnny G. Standing 6'2", 299 pounds. We'll be well into the threes this evening. From the south shore of Nassau County, Long Island, it's John Gabris. All you gotta do is trust me. Jackson Maine is here tonight. I have not found a replacement for this guy. Abortion is healthcare. I knew that's why I kept you around. Not joining me this evening is my nearly silent ghost, Arthur Gabris. Arthur, give a big shout. Oh, I made it seem like he's dead, right? Sorry. Arthur, give a shout out from home, from the couch, where the pause music in Baldur's Gate 3 is blasting for you right now. Woo-wee! Also joining me in the High and Mighty studio. Well, not in the High and Mighty studio. Oh, shit, I'm in full reflex mode. Two beers in. Uh-oh. Joining me in the Dynasty Typewriter stage for the Power Hour, your guests this evening. Put your motherfucking hands together for these people. You know how hard it is to find funny people willing to do this show the night before a family holiday that doesn't have some sort of medical condition? Well, we did it, fam. We got them. Put your fucking hands together for Betsy Sodaro. Keep it going for Carl Todd! And of course, newbie Oscar Montoya! And who can forget? Nick Weiger! A true surprise to all of us. Sit wherever you'd like, guys. A true surprise to all of us that he wore a costume. No one had any idea. Now, I'm sure a lot of you are saying, I paid to see Mike Mitchell. And some of us asked Mike Mitchell to do it, and he said he would, and actually stayed in town for it, and then managed to get influenza A. And before he got that diagnosis, was like, I could just sit at another table. And I was like, I don't think the crowd needs you coughing and sneezing and shit. Like, the vibes are off for that. Also, stay home and get better. But I think he's actually just jumping a red eye to go, get back in the old womb. Oh, Mitch, I don't know if you're watching the live stream, but did you think I wasn't going to shit talk you? Thank you so much, guys, for doing this show.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, man. Yeah.
How's everyone feeling?
Fired up.
Carl, this is your first time doing a Power Hour.
First time.
You got any nerves? You got any questions? You got any comments, concerns?
Well, I'm concerned now because I just realized a few minutes ago what the premise of the show is. So I think I'll be okay.
I think. And you know, we talked about this on Friday. Yeah. you were like, so I probably shouldn't drive to this. And I was like, yeah, man, we're going to do like 60 shots of beer. And you were like, oh, okay. And then sent a text when I was like, what do you guys want to drink? I'll pick it up. You go, we got to drink beer. I'm like, you don't do 60 shots of Jack and Coke. You'll die up here.
Maybe I was not listening when you said 60 shots. But I was just like, oh, it's probably going to do a little drinking and have a good time with the folks.
Okay.
And
quick, just for the rest of the group, does anyone know the name of the text thread, the group chat that we made for this?
Oh, yeah.
What's it called?
60 shots,
60 seconds.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I don't think I would be seen as dumb for thinking that could have been a bit.
Right.
Yeah.
100%. I'm realizing my failure as a host. To tell you.
Already.
Oh my God! I haven't had Taco Bell sober
already.
In forever.
Have a heartbreak, everyone.
Yeah. Fully overwhelmed by that. We got here. Take one. Pass it down. We got some shot glasses here. Now, Oscar. Is this your first, as a sober person, is this your first Power Hour?
I'm ready to get drunk for the first time in my life tonight.
I would feel.
The audience is like, whoa.
How wild
would
that be?
Imagine how I would feel. That's so intense. And you're like, you text me tomorrow, you're like, man, I fucked it all up.
Texting
like,
you tomorrow, I'd be throwing up on someone and pointing at you and being like, it's all your fault.
And up until like 5 years ago, I would be proud to have that title. Now I have like a bit of an understanding of like some people don't want to be like that. I was like the king of peer pressure for so long. It's so stupid.
Like you succumbed to peer pressure or you peer pressured other people?
Bi.
Bi, okay.
Both ways,
you identify
dog.
Bi.
Versatile. Very verse, yeah. I'm instantly the guy who eats a dead snake in the parking lot if someone asks me to.
Amazing.
But I'm also the guy's like, come on, one key bump's not going to kill you. To my now dead dad.
Unrelated.
He got shot right after he did a key bump. I was playing with my gun and cocaine at the same time.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. All right.
I need a butt heavy.
You want a butt heavy?
Butt heavy.
It doesn't have butt heavy. It only has butt light.
Pass these down. I do want to pass a Gatorade.
Don't think about my politics.
I don't think there's many things more American than Bud Heavy for some reason, right? You have a hunting vest on. And
don't question how I vote. Just enjoy the content.
We're like Adam Sandler and friends. Do not ask any follow-up questions. Yeah, we're all rich and none of us are vaccinated. All right, guys, let's raise our first shot. This one we'll do before this one will be the start. Oh, here, everyone.
Ah, the sweet sound.
Holy shit. I just got a full-blown alcoholic boner. All right, so I'm gonna start a cheers, and then I guess whenever I start the cheers, I see lock screen is up. Oh yeah, can we just take a minute and update the OS real quick? once we're running, you guys put your drinks down. We're gonna run Sierra.
They just had an update. They just had an update, and my mom called and she left a voicemail. Was like, you so crazy, and I called her back. I was like, why'd you say that? And she goes, because your voicemail, it's your voice saying, like, I can't get to the phone right now. And I thought you answered the phone and was messing with me. I said, I haven't recorded nothing.
No.
I think there's, like, some AI shit that got my voice.
No.
What?
Like,
no.
And I don't know how
somebody
to turn
call Carl Tart now.
Put his number on the big screen. Well, that's fucked up.
Yeah, she was like, that wasn't you? Wild. I was like, I have not recorded a voicemail. I don't want people to know that it's my phone if they call. I was like, did it say my name? And she's like, no, it didn't say your name. It was just like, I can't come to the phone right now.
In that's your voice.
In my voice.
And this is your mother who knows your voice.
Who knows my voice, yeah.
Ideally, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, honestly, though, unreliable source. So forget that. So I'm going to raise our first shot here. This will kick us off our toast. So if I could quote the great Robert Shaw in Jaws, here's to swimming with bow-legged women. You want to start that counter for us? Now would be the time to start that counter for us.
It's on 10 minutes.
Emma is controlling it from the side stage behind the TV.
Emma, do you want to hit play, Emma?
There
it is. 10 minutes.
Four,
10 seconds.
Three, two,
two.
One.
Just 59 more of those, team.
Already regretting my decision to go with Guinness.
I know, Nick!
Yeah, for anyone listening, Nick is in an Elvis suit drinking Guinness. Now, was there a strategy behind that?
Costume? Why the Guinness?
Well, okay, so here's the thing. So I was like, okay, I'll get an Elvis costume, and then I'll drink what Elvis liked to drink. And I looked it up, and Elvis actually didn't drink. He preferred, you know, popping pills to drinking pilsners.
Oh.
And so, I was like, well, what is the closest thing to like a liquefied peanut butter and banana and bacon sandwich? And I landed on Guinness. So I think it's fitting.
Wow. Yeah, you're gonna die on the toilet tonight, for sure.
That psychic we went to will be right. me, Betsy, and Nick went to a psychic who said we're all gonna die on the toilet tonight. That's another minute, guys.
Wow.
They keep coming fast. Norma. Tell my wife a minute feels a lot longer than this.
But as for why Elvis, I had the complete wrong takeaway from watching Priscilla. Which I love for the
this
record.
This guy's got swag.
Yeah, make my favorite
Sophia
movie.
Sofia Coppola sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not the right time to be paying tribute to a guy. It's a feature film about him grooming a 14-year-old. But I don't know. That's a bit.
Well, we know Mitch is at home dressed as Tom Hanks from the other album. I'm watching a live stream. That's another minute.
There we go.
Yeah, these are working up fast. Oh, I'm done shaking, though. That's a good sign.
Should we do a quick rundown of what everyone's drinking?
Yeah.
Sure.
So I'm doing Guinness, Carl.
Bud Heavy. The American way.
Yeah. Coors and Bud Light.
We got more Coors Lights over here if you want to keep
Colorado.
Maybe they're in
that.
Wait,
are you from Colorado, Betsy?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh.
Oh. I'm like, wait, that's a Hooters shirt.
Betsy just lifted her shirt up where she has Rocky Mountains written across her tits. For the listeners at home.
Rocky Mountain. Oh, I should
One
do
of the
that.
Tits is the O and the other tit is the C.
Yeah, I thought she was just a huge fan of Seth Cohen.
These mountains aren't blue.
Remember that?
They don't do that anymore.
That was cool.
I don't know if they do that anymore.
That was cool, the color changing cans.
That's so smart because Coors is like, you barely want to drink our beer. Do not drink it warm.
Yes. Yes. This shit absolutely.
This shit is garbage ice cold. So wait until the mountains are blue and, you know, just pour it in your fucking garden.
What is the definitive worst beer of all time?
Oh.
Ooh, great question.
I think, like, probably you got to aim for shitty beer. Because, like, a lot of people hate Blue Moon, but a lot of people love, like, Hefeweizens and stuff. Schaefer is famously a beer that their slogan was originally the beer to drink when you're drinking more than one. Which is kind of just
like. Are they still in business?
Funny.
They are still in business, but I think they lean away from it. I think you legally, due to, like, laws, you cannot say, like, you should binge drink this.
Right.
Even though they
beer
make.
Beer for alcoholics. Yeah.
Even though they make, like, fucking pineapple flavored. Oh, my God.
My gut would say Natty Ice. I just think of that as, like, having that when it was, like, the only beer I could afford or the only beer available.
Yeah, that was tough.
Oh, man. All That's the ices beer. Were bad. Bud yeah. Ice was, like, a light green color.
Yes.
And I should drink 40s of Bud Ice.
Yes.
Just be fucking. And I was like 14 and just be like blacked out drunk, throwing bottles at people.
That was the big bottle. Yeah.
Just absolute child alcoholic terror. What'd you say, CT?
No, my uncle, who spends a lot of time in prison, he. He has, he when he gets home, he always wants a Bud Ice. Like, they still sell that?
He's got to go, like, to a time traveling bodega to get it. Yeah, the ice variations, it's like, what's this beer missing? More alcohol content. And now you can get, like, a fancy IPA that's, like, 9.5%. Oh, my God. I'm going to stop reacting to every single one eventually.
No.
That Rolling Rock is not great.
Oh, Rolling Rock is gnarly. Yeah, I don't love that.
That's
Fuck those glass-lined tubes of old Latrobe or whatever the fuck.
I used to drink a fair amount of Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor.
I love Mickey's. Mickey's is still good, everybody. It still is pretty good.
When's the last time you had Mickey's?
I had a grenade, like, at a party in September.
Okay. Wow.
I love Mickey's is such a, like, okay, I'm gonna get a little wild. Let's go.
I like,
but it's tough.
Betsy titrating her wild. Like, oh, if I want to get a little wild, I'll bang down a grenade.
How many eyes in wild are we talking about tonight? Huh?
Oh, how many years of Thanksgiving have we been celebrating? 600?
The 1400s.
Damn.
I used to get, when I worked, and I think I've told this story on Doughboys before, but when I used to work at Activision, just a shitty low-wage job testing video games and answering phones, after work I would regularly go to the same 7-Eleven and get a 40 of Mickey's. Like, that was just like my after-work ritual. And it reached a point where the dude working at 7-Eleven called me Mickey Man. He's like, man.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Like, how's it going, Mickey Man? And then, and he reached a certain point. He's like, hey, how's it going, Mickey Man? Hey, be careful. And I was like, all right.
Like, look, I don't need money that bad, man. I just want to make sure you're okay.
It was a long day at work. I need a 40 ounce of Mickey.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Bad. Bad
that's
times.
Really funny. Like that's like day laborer drinking, and you're like, you're coming from like video game coding, and you're like, brother.
Oh my god.
Wait, were you coding or just playing video games?
Well, I ultimately worked in development. I worked on the design side, so yes, I was coding in that capacity. But this was beforehand. This was just doing game testing.
Ah.
So I was doing game testing, and then I'd also answer customer support. I had this guy, the one call that we would regularly get at Activision customer support is this guy who, you know, all games had like the guy basically could not get updates or patches or DLC for his games, and he would always call because like I don't have an internet connection, and then you dig into it a little bit, and he's like, well, I have a porno addiction. And so I don't have an internet connection in my home because there's too much temptation.
Whoa.
So if you can you mail me a CD-ROM with all the new Call of Duty maps? And I'd be like, I'm sorry, we can't, like, no, we can't do that. And he'd be like, all right, thanks anyway.
He'd
call, like, wow. Call like twice a month. It was such a bummer.
Oh, like, my God.
That's so brutal.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm out in my car jacking it. If you want to just come out and drop the CD-ROMs in the trunk. I'm the guy watching porn on my fucking Tesla screen.
Well, I think he was in recovery from addiction. So it was like, yeah.
That's pretty fucking wild.
It must have been debilitating.
Yeah. What if he called you on the phone with him and he like had a break in his what he was asking you? And he goes, oh, sorry, I got distracted. Some dude was drinking a Mickey's and that's gross.
I'm going to go outside and hit this guy with a brick. I drank a lot of 40s. Colt 45 was the big one.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And am I remembering this right, that Colt 45 was 45 ounces? Or did we just make that up in our heads?
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, we used to just be like, it's 45, baby. And we were obsessed because like Lando was in the commercial. Billy Dee Williams was in the commercials for him.
Yes.
And we were like, this is the coolest shit you can get.
Cold one guy 45. In a, yeah. Ooh, a smooth, refreshing drink.
One guy in our crew had an ID that was good enough to go to this, like I guess it's a bodega, but we didn't have that word on Long Island yet. And it was a deli. It was called Siam's, and we would go to one guy would go to Siam's and just be like, "I'll take 22 40s of Colt 45, please."
Oh my God.
And like get boxes from the back, put them into the trunk of his car, and then drive it to the party where we were all hanging out. And one time he put it in drive instead of reverse and crashed into the store. And his mom, his parents had to come, and they were like, the police were like, he's 16 and his car is full of like 40 40s. Oh, and he's like, they're for my friend. He like rats us out immediately. And we were like, fuck. And everyone, like, our friend is, like, in such trouble. We're only pissed because that one night we couldn't have 40s. We were like, well, it was so hard to get alcohol.
Yeah.
That's, if you're a child alcoholic, it's a difficult thing. Is that still an issue? I was going to say, any young people in the crowd? Hopefully not. But, like, is with, like, all the apps and shit now where there are new, like, hacks where you, like, take your mom's phone and have them drop off, drop off a bottle of
have
gin.
Have you been shoulder tapped at all? You know, like...
Is that what you guys called it?
Yeah.
We called it hey mistering.
Oh.
Wow, we also called it shoulder tapping.
Yeah, shoulder tapping.
So I think if people aren't familiar, this is what you call when you ask... you stand in the parking lot of a 7-Eleven or a place and ask someone, a grown-up, to buy you beer as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we called it hey mister, because you would go, hey mister, would you mind getting us? And you would just hold a wad of cash in your hand and
you're like, keep the change. You would give them like $500 and be like, we need two bottles of vodka. Keep the change. Please keep the change.
Don't tell my mom.
Oh, shit. We had to do so much rounding up. We had to be like, right. And everything was about the amount of beers you got.
Yeah,
because it was impeccable that if you were like, I only had four of the six beers I was promised.
Oh,
someone had eight, and I only had four. Now I won't get wasted enough to live.
Oh, yeah.
A crazy hey mister story. We had this guy on our football team. This is the most Long Island shit ever, too. named Vacchio. And his family owned...
Wait, first or last name?
His last name.
Okay.
I should have just said his first name. I was like, don't dox him. Just say his family's surname. And
very rare surname. Yeah.
I'll leave out
not in Long Island.
He was like one of a huge family tree. I will leave out the name of the pizzeria that his family owned.
There we go.
But of course his family owned a
pizzeria. We're not putting those clues together.
Yeah. But one time, we were in the 7-Eleven parking lot doing Hey Mister, and Vecchio was like a handsome, charming pizza aisle guy, but maybe not the brightest dude in the world. He was like the first guy to get like the Thorns bicep wrap tattoo when he was like 16.
Funny.
So He goes up to a guy. A guy pulls up, and everyone's like, no, 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 no. And Vacchio's like, relax. I got this. It is our assistant principal.
Oh.
Mr. Jackalone. But there are three... There are three junior... Yes, his name was Jack. I'll dox his ass.
Every name is so funny.
That's a rare-ass name.
Not on Long Island.
Whoa.
Mr. Jackalone. But because we went to a few different junior highs, so he didn't know
you're
that.
Saying, you realize you're saying Jack Alone, right?
Yeah.
That is an actual name.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was him, Mr. Group Jack, Mr. There's Circle Jack. it was like Giacalone. Like if you like wanted to pronounce, if you didn't live in Long Island, on Long Island, he would be called Giacalone. But Vacchio just walks up and we're like, no! And like everyone is like, and he's got a wad of cash and he's like, hey, mister, can you buy us? And he's like, no, I will not be buying beer for Mr. Gabris, Mr. Brannigan. And just starts rattling down who we all are. We're like, and then so like 20 kids, we have to walk like a mile to a different 7-Eleven.
Yes.
We're like, we're burnt.
When we started secret drinking, the drink was Four Loko.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
You're a bit younger.
Yeah, a little bit younger.
Original recipe.
Original recipe. The OG Loco.
Spicy. The illegal one, yeah.
Yeah, where they're like, you will die if you drink too many.
It's equivalent to a six-pack of beer and four Red Bulls in one can.
Ooh.
We used to tear those up.
Yeah.
And juice. J-O-O-S-E.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's our age difference. When I was in my 20s playing rugby in New York City with a bunch of other alcoholics on this men's team, Four Loko was introduced, and it like became like the it was like crack in the 80s to us.
Yeah.
Like the rugby team started like falling apart when Four Loko was introduced.
Their teeth falling
out.
Yeah,
like everyone was drinking so heavily all the time, but we're all like legendary beer drinkers. Now we're like, yo, someone shotgun a 24-ounce lemon lime, you know, and like people were just barfing blood all the time. This shit fucking worked us.
Oh, God.
What was the first time you had jungle juice?
Oh, shit.
I'll tell you my story. We were just talking about it backstage. The college that Bessie went to was in the same conference as the college that I went to where I played ball at. And one second, please.
Please hold.
Excuse.
And we sucked that season. We only won one game, and it was against the college that Bessie went to.
Yeah, we sucked worse. We were so bad at every sport except skiing and running.
And after that game, this dude on our team, I'm not going to dox him, but we called him Bill.
Give us a clue.
his nickname
Carl
was
Malone.
His name was Carl Malone. I don't know why he was hanging out with us.
Unfortunately, I think we do know why.
We were too old at that point. This is college.
Oh, my God.
Those girls were ancient. his nickname was Bill Dozer. The Bill Dozer. His name
Love
is
that.
Bill. But Bill, 6'8" dude out of, what was he from? Like Indiana or something. And he would chew Adderalls before every game.
Oh my God.
Hell yeah.
That was the first time I'd seen that. I go, what are you doing?
Whoa.
Oh, it gets me hype. Yeah. Great 3-point shooter. And
intense focus.
Yeah, intense focus. Yeah. But we won that game. We would always party at his house because, I mean, we lost every game, so we didn't care at a certain point. Yeah. We won that game. We went to his house, and he had already had this just like a, you know, like a crate, like made by Equate. I don't know. You know, Target crate at the top.
Yes.
Just full of fruit and Hawaiian punch and every alcohol you've ever seen. And I'm like, you have to, like, let this sit for, like, 24 hours. He's like, yeah, I started making it yesterday. I was like, so we were going to drink this whether we won or lost. And
the Bulldozer's got some good ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
The Adderall, the jungle juice.
The people that he lived in this house off campus, and the people that lived next to him were these meth addicts who there was a one time we got into a fight with them, and a dude pulled out Freddy Krueger knife, like
the glove,
like a glove,
yeah, like a glove with like real knives.
Oh
like,
my god!
I'm like, where did you get that?
Oh, so you got to fight that guy in your dreams.
Yeah.
The only way to beat him is to go right to sleep. And I don't think Bulldozer's sleeping anytime soon.
Shout out, Bulldozer
will save us
great
all.
In the pen.
We abused Adderall in college. The amount of Saturdays and Sundays I would wake up and blow my nose and it would be like neon blue.
I'm
just blasting bumps of Addies at the bar. It was just like,
oh my God.
It's like, hey, it's not cocaine. It's like, perfect. I know, I can't do coke. Are you kidding me? I'm 21.
Oh, my God.
We're not even a third of the way, team, but we're really doing
it.
We're doing
it.
Good. What is because I've never used Adderall. What does it feel like? What's the sensation?
If you take it the way you're supposed to,
uh-huh.
I think it helps with ADHD symptoms.
Got it. But if you abuse it.
But you blast a rail when you don't need it. It works you up, and you get, like, coke mouth. You get all the same shit as cocaine. You're like... doing this a lot, like you're at the bar and you're going like this to everyone,
whoa.
And like, and you're smiling in some pictures. Like OG, we didn't have camera phones back then, but we had digital cameras, and people would be like, "My live stream single's over here." Like, oh, I just like hurt my neck. I was telling these guys backstage, I haven't had a drink since October 4th. I took like a couple months off drinking due to depression, and now I'm way back into it.
How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling depressed right now. That's shit. Tomorrow will be a completely different story.
I had a similar sensation when I took it took 6 months off of alcohol last year. Felt great, slept so much better, lost like 20 pounds, and then it was like July 4th, and I was like, I'll have a drink. And I was like, immediately, like, this is great. This is so good. I'm having so much fun.
It is great.
Yeah.
It's hard to quit for a reason, team.
Yeah.
So dirty. I took them off and I was like, oh, you're not as wasted as you thought. I thought I was like blurring out.
Yeah, this would have been hard with Crown Royal.
Yeah.
It would have been tough. At 20, that would have been tough.
Carl, what's the drunkest you've ever been in your life?
Ooh, what happened last night?
DJ set?
I would say, like, when I was in, probably, like, at one of our friend Dickie's Halloween party.
Ah.
I think I had like a whole bottle of Hennessy to myself.
Whoa.
And I don't get drunk very fast because I'm a king of size. But
woo!
But I
our favorite kind of king here on High and Mighty.
But that night I drank too much. And even our friend Peter Banifaz was like, my man. You were drunk last night. And I was like, I didn't do nothing crazy, right? I didn't do anything. No. You just kept throwing up gang signs and picking people up.
Wait, I think I was at that party. You picked me up, and I was like, this is unusual.
Oh, that's a good. That leads me to a question for you. Oscar, how is your tolerance of, not alcohol tolerance, obviously, but your tolerance of other people being drunk?
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
I love hanging around drunk people. Are you kidding me?
Like, you don't mind if, like, you and five friends are doing something and, everyone's getting drunk but you? Like, that doesn't, you don't.
No.
Then you're the best kind of person to hang around.
Yeah, I mean, no, absolutely. I
we'll
love drunk
change
people.
Your mind tonight.
Oscar's like, Gamer just keeps texting me to hang out. I think I made him feel like he could do whatever the fuck he wants around me.
No, I love it. I love hanging out with drunk people. I love hanging out with stone people. They're my people. I love them so much. It's like there's no judgment there. You know what I mean? There's no judgment.
And that's important that you put out that vibe that other people don't feel judged around you.
Yeah.
When I came up in UCB New York, there were some people who didn't drink.
Mm.
And they would make you feel bad.
Damn.
Right. Yeah. They would be like, okay, man, when you would like talk to them. Not going to name names, but they're pretty fucking
when I picked Oscar
now.
Up, I was like, when I picked Oscar up over my head, I was like, you're not judging me, are you?
No, I'm judging how strong you are. You bench press me.
No, I squatted.
I'm judging you,
you
positively.
You did it before a show too, and yeah. I was like, "You're gonna break your arms off."
No, I'm not.
I'm not the light. And you did it. You were able to.
I squatted you before the show, completely sober.
Yes.
I was very impressed.
Kind of hot.
Kind of hot. Oh, we're married now.
In some circles, that's
absolutely
closer than exchanging rings.
Truly. We live in like cave people, okay? I'm your wife.
You squat me, I'm your wife. There we go.
Weiger, with the exception of the last like 5 out of the 9 power hours that you drank at, what's the drunkest you've
right.
ever been?
I'm trying to think back to, you know, when my heaviest drinking days, which would have been college and shortly after college. I mean, I did start drinking in high school, but I did get pretty blitzed in high school. But one time we were in a situation and you know, again, underage and also like living in college dorms, it was just harder to secure alcohol, and then you also had to like sneak it in. So
right.
it was like a whole
yes.
thing. But we ended up with alcohol like in the dorm room one weekend. And it was one of those things where, like, there were a few people getting drunk, but not everybody. But I was, like, getting, like, way too drunk, like, aggressively too drunk. And I reached a point where I stripped down to my underwear.
Hell yeah.
But I was just wearing, like, this was a time I was still wearing, like, tidy whiteys. Like, I hadn't progressed to, like, boxer briefs.
What you wear now?
Now I do like a box. Now I do a trunk, actually.
A trunk.
I like the trunk. I don't need the fly anymore.
The trunk covers your trunk?
Okay. But so I was like in my underwear, and I was just like dancing, but there was no music playing. And they were like, why? My friend was like, why are you need music? So I started going, da 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 da
da da da da da da da da. Entertainment Tonight?
I was singing the Entertainment Tonight theme.
Yes!
All of this I was told later, but like, yeah, I don't remember.
The amount of stories in my life where I told them on stage in a comedic setting and then had to end the caveat with like, and of course, I gathered all this info the day after. On my 21st birthday, I made out with 5 guys and 6 girls.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not gay.
Not gay.
Not gay. You made out with more girls than guys.
Less, if you're one less,
one
you're
less,
fucking not
bi.
Gay, dude.
You would have been bi if it was tied.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, I know now young kids are like, yeah, I kiss my friends when I'm wasted. When I tell you in 2002 or 2003 at a Catholic college in upstate New York, all the Ginzos weren't kissing on the lips.
I was about to say, not gay. White, though.
Yeah, exactly. I would say very white, kind of gay. Which is also what my lower back tattoo says. If I would have thrown like a big golden retriever kiss in there, it would have been a fully white weekend.
Yeah. Wait, Betsy, what about you? What's the drunkest you've ever
been? Quick asterisk on that story. One of those people was the now Tiffany Gabris.
Hey!
Really?
Oh, wait, no. The specifics are crazier. It was all of her roommates but her.
Oh.
Because we hadn't started dating yet. We were just friends, but I had a crush on her and I didn't want to ruin it by trying to kiss her.
Oh.
But I was like triple kissing 2 of her roommates, grabbing my male roommates by their shirts and like kissing them, and they were like kicking them. Like my little roommate Ryan was like kicking his legs. And like then 2 days later, February, my birthday's January 31st, February 4th, we started dating. So 5 days later, we started.
No way.
And I was like, well, it turns out my last single night was pretty fucking wild, huh? She's like, no, that was awful to watch. I was like, fair enough. But I think 20 years of just her has like reset the clock a little.
Right.
Absolutely. Yes.
Sorry, oh. Betsy, back to you, boo.
Mine was actually Thanksgiving a long time ago. I went to Tony's. We all know Tony, Charlene.
Yes.
I went to her family's place. in Northern California. And
sorry.
Her brother had this gin and was like, it's Christmas gin. And I was like, what? Cool, man.
When in Rome.
I love Christmas. I'm like, yeah, man, let's go. And I was like, let's drink it. And he was like, okay. And we were just pulling it right from the bottle. And I was like, wait a second. But also I kept drinking to the point where I fell through their deck.
Oh, my God.
It broke Explain out from through. Under me. Yeah. My legs went through. And I had to be like, whoa, dude. And then I went to bed by 6 o'clock.
I don't want to, no shade to the Ramoses or the Charlenes, but
yeah, that
I don't
that
think your drunkenness caused the deck to collapse.
I was stomping a bunch.
I had my little Dutch clogs on and I was stamping as I walked around.
You were like doing a Michael Flatney impression.
Y'all like Riverdance, right? Here we go.
Lord of the Dance. No, you guys don't watch that infomercial every single night? A little younger than the rest of us. That shit was on TV all the time.
I remember watching a Michael Flatley interview with Barbara Walters back in the day. And she asked him, who's the greatest dancer in the world? And he said, me.
That's fucking awesome.
I was scandalized. But I guess I kind of admire that confidence in retrospect.
Yeah.
There's that legendary story about Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
When he was working at SNL, hosting SNL. He came into a room that had Rob Schneider and David Spade and a few other people in it with a script in his hand. He goes, man, I just read the best script ever written.
Right, yes.
And people were like, who wrote it? He's like, I did.
No!
Fucking best.
How fucking funny is that he just read it?
Oh my God. Well, when he was writing, he was like, the spirit of something came over him.
No, the spirit of something certainly came over him. We're at the halfway point. Wow. That feels crazy.
Wait, that feels nuts.
I just remember another time I was real drunk.
Mm. Oh, please.
The UCB New Year's party going into 2017. Remember? Because the year before.
Was that a Grey Goose?
No, not a Blue Goose. that was in the Sanctum. And the year before, they had ran out of alcohol real early. So everybody was going across the street buying stuff at that little liquor store.
Uh-huh.
So next year, they had an excess of Costco vodka. And
Costco vodka.
UCB. $5 shows and $5 liquor for them performers.
But that was we got pretty turned up that night. And we were there until 4 a.m.
Yes.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh. I'm feeling fucking good. Anyone... Do we have anything that we can hand out to the crowd to help them out with the drinking? Is there
these nuts?
Yeah, I think it's the halfway point.
How many people are actually doing it like we are?
Always fine.
Holy shit!
Beautiful, y'all Holy playing shit. Along.
Holy
I love
shit.
The variance in energy. A handful of people, woo, and a couple of people just gone.
No.
I'm in. Just don't ask me any follow-up fucking questions. Wow, I just hit my nose pretty hard on the microphone.
Oh, no.
Can I ask, did anyone else take the train here?
No one else?
Other guy!
One other guy, okay. That's my guy.
Uh-oh.
What's your name?
I was sitting right next to you.
What's your name? Jeremy. Would you red line, purple line, what'd you take? Oh, okay, so you went up from Long Beach. You're coming from down there. Wow. Okay, so
that's the gold line.
The purple, no, the blue line comes down from. Yeah, the gold line goes.
We're talking trains
east
now.
To west.
Hey, we let you drive in the driveways on the weekend over there. Action Boys just watched Rain Man for our podcast, and we were joking about it. We watched Rain Man, and I was like. Recently we were talking about it. Roger's like, I don't know what inspired me to watch Rain Man. I go, didn't you just record an unreleased Doughboys? And he's like, oh my God. And I was like,
did somebody say they renamed all the trains?
Yeah, they for whatever reason they got away from the color system to a letter system.
Oh.
And so it's what used to be the Red Line.
Sounds like erasure.
What erasure is this? What'd you say?
It's the banning of critical race theory. Getting rid of the getting rid of the color system on the train.
The White Line can go wherever it wants, whenever it wants. The White Line goes right through poor neighborhoods and doesn't even stop.
So this lovely venue, Dynasty Typewriter, a shout out for Dynasty Typewriter. Give us applause for everyone here. It's near the MacArthur Park Station, which you can get off to. Did you boo the MacArthur Park Station?
Langers.
It's not the most fun Langers. Station. They've improved it a little bit. But yeah, so
there are scarier places in the world.
Yes.
But.
The oh shit.
Oh my goodness.
The Red and Purple Lines both go there, but they've been renamed the B and is it the D line? What the hell do they call the Purple Line now? It's the D line. Okay, and then the Expo line is now the E line, but that was also the Gold line, but they've now been connected because they had this major process where they did the regional they built a regional connector. So now that line, there we go. I love that. It's a major infrastructure improvement.
Anyone else trains, needs to go to the
trains,
bathroom
trains,
right
trains,
now.
Trains, 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 trains.
So now you can take that the E line all the way from Santa Monica to East LA. It's one continuous connection.
Yeah.
It's a major improvement.
How long does it take?
Actually, I've never ridden it. It takes about. I mean.
A long time.
Hour and a half.
Hour and a half. It takes about an hour to get from Santa, like the beach stop in Santa Monica to downtown. So I would imagine it'd be about that. Yeah.
That's not bad.
It could be 55 minutes in driving.
Right, exactly.
By the way, I've caught myself sipping. This is how addicted I am to anything. Caught myself sipping beer from the can in between the minutes. Fully unnecessary, just like, oh, I can't drink another shot yet.
What's everyone at right now? I finished two Guinness Tall Boys. I'm on number three.
Whoa. I've got three cans done here, but I think one of them I was drinking on the walkout.
So. Got it.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I'm on number, what's she got?
Wow, yeah. Taco Bell is being
distributed.
Taco
Bell's here!
We got everybody in the crowd.
Taco Bell rules.
It's all beans. I know we're in Los Angeles, so there's no beef.
That's safe. That's
We've
safe.
We've got no beef.
That's safe.
The beef is killing these whales.
How about that?
The whales are showing up on shore dead because people are eating beef.
Yeah, Gabriel just turns to Trump when he's drunk.
Wow.
I'm like 2 seconds away from being Trump every day of my life.
Woo. Bean tacos and all this damn beer. Y'all going to be shitting tonight.
Yes.
That's what it's about. That's
yes.
What Thanksgiving Eve is about getting yes. so fucked up that your family is so mad at you when you wake up on Thanksgiving. This culturally, I don't know if everyone has this, but if you go to college out of town, usually come back by Thanksgiving Eve and you go out to your local bars because now you're well versed in bars or fake IDs because you went to college. So we had this bar called Effin' Groovin' on Long Island.
No way.
It had a peace symbol, and the bartenders wore shirts that said they serve Bud Light down the street. It was all Belgian beers and like top shelf. It was all fancy. Of course, 17-year-old Gabrus starts hanging out at a beer snob bar, like with all these like 28-year-old alcoholics, and that was like my foray into drinking. By the time I went to college, I was like, oh God. I'm like, I've been drinking fucking Lucifer's Inferno, a 9% alcohol beer. Now I got to have fucking Honey Brown at this bar. But you go home, you get blasted on Thanksgiving Eve, and then you sleep in as late as possible, wake up to your entire extended family being at your house and pissed at you, take 10 of the worst shits you've ever taken in your life, and then sit down and start hammering down shrimp cocktail until dinner comes, and you're just like, and your family's just looking at you, and you're like, when is the stuffing coming out? I don't know if that's the same for everyone else, but that was me.
I didn't learn about that pre-Thanksgiving tradition until I was worked at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I was a bouncer at Barney's Beanery for a long time. And yeah.
Which Barney's?
Pasadena, Burbank, and I would bounce Santa Monica. Westwood, Santa Monica, but Santa Monica Boulevard, West Hollywood.
Oh, the West Hollywood one. That's my Barney's. Yeah.
Burbank was my main hub, but it was also like the least populous one.
For people not in L.A., how would you describe Barney's Beanery?
Barney's Beanery is popping now. If you got TikTok, you know it.
Right, yeah, I saw
Barney's girl. Yeah,
wait,
it's
if
like
you got
it's
TikTok
becoming like
is popping. What does that mean?
I walked in there one night on a Saturday night, and it was just full of 22-year-olds wearing big pants. And I was like, oh shit! Like,
we don't have any more seats. The pants are taking them off.
I felt old as hell walking in there. I felt so old.
Barney's Beanery is. Got to be fucking so excited they randomly became like a meme.
A spot. Yeah, right. Yeah. They became a spot.
And now all these like hot young influencers are like, it's Barney's night. And it's like a 22-year-old woman in like a cutoff shirt. She's fucking absolute smoke. And she's like, tonight we're hitting Barney's.
Barney's Beanery. Yeah. So Barney's Beanery is like, is just a, it's not even, I wouldn't call it dive, but it's kind of like wanting to be a dive where they got
it's like that one. It's in between Applebee's and a dive.
Yeah. It's like in those small towns where the fast casual restaurant becomes a bar at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, I did.
And the Beanery refers to that they have their signature dish is chili.
Chili.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people didn't know.
I didn't know that, and I've been to it like 40 times.
Yeah.
It was like the first bar I went to before I moved here when I was just visiting.
Oh, wow.
Because we're like, we're going to watch football on Sunday. We're going to go to Barney's. I'm like, oh, that's... And then we went there. I'm like, this place is kind of whack. And the guy I'm with is like, yeah, that's like its thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, I don't know. And no one thinks it's great, but there's like 10 of them. And if you want to eat, drink, and watch anything, it is the best place to go. And... I have this. I live in like a parking district area near the Barney's Beanery, and the Barney's Beanery is included in the parking district.
Oh. Yeah,
and that was like enough for me to drink there a few nights when I first started moving here. I was like, "Well, I can park right there," and then I'm like, "Oh, I shouldn't choose a place to get wasted based on its parking."
The night before Thanksgiving, this guy who was like a regular, he wasn't even. He would come in all the time. It wasn't even like he was like, "Hey, I'm home for Thanksgiving." No, he stays home. Like. And so, and I know he had like a wife and kids that he would just abandon to go drink at this place.
You gotta.
You gotta get it.
My manager told me that.
Kids abandon the shit out of them.
They love it. They love it.
I was about
it.
To beat this dude's ass one night. So he's picking up coasters, and the bar is packed. It's like packed to the brim. And this dude is picking up coasters and just tossing them down the bar like this. Mm. And they're hitting people, and people's like, "What the fuck? What the fuck is that?" And this dude, and I'm watching it. I go, "Did he just do that?" And he's taking coasters out of a little thing. He's tossing them like this. And so I walk over to him. I say, "Hey, man, stop doing that." And he looks me dead in my face. He looks me. He goes,
"Mm-mm." Oh, wow.
Better give him the Oscar Montoya and pick his ass up.
I gave him worse than the Oscar Montoya.
It's only for me.
I apologize.
How dare you? I'm his wife.
I grabbed him by... I grabbed him by the back of his neck like a kitten.
Yeah.
And pushed him outside. "What the fuck is this, man? Why are you doing here? Who are you?" And I go... "Your worst fucking nightmare."
What? Wow. Holy shit.
And he, "Fuck you, man." And he's talking to shit. "Get the manager. Get the manager." I'll get the manager because he wouldn't leave. Yeah. So I went and got the manager. He was like, "Oh, dude, he's a regular." I'm like, "I don't give a fuck. The fuck does a regular mean to me? He don't work here."
Yeah.
Like, he was throwing coasters at people. And if I didn't get his ass out of here, the fucking Sunland Cholos is going to get his ass up out of here. Because they were up in there deep. And I was like, "I'm going to let them have you."
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Is that an Austin Powers reference?
Honestly, maybe. I think I was trying to do Batman, but...
I heard Austin Powers do Alfred.
Yeah. I was a bouncer in college at a bar called Foxhole, because we were the Marist Red Foxes, so I bartended a place called Foxhole, and I bartended and then bounced on some nights, and the way I ended up eventually losing that job was the two guys that owned that place were these two Albanian gangster adjacent dudes, and they always tried to fight me. They were my bosses. They'd be like, "What's up, fat boy? Come on."
What?
Like, shoving me around. And one time I had been drinking because it was a slow night at work. Yo, I used to, this I'm is cool, such an right? alcoholic thing, but I was a bartender for a long time, and I bartended on Long Island in the summer, too. And I would just take a yellow vitamin water, drink a half of it, and pour vanilla vodka.
Vanilla oh my in the God. Yellow?
Stoli vanilla back up to the top, man. For like a pineapple vanilla drink, like a pina colada.
I don't drink, and I know that's bad.
No.
I did it. I did it three nights a week for like years.
Oh,
and
my God.
I would get so, yo, there was one summer.
That's
this is too much information.
Gross.
But I would do that shit, and then one night I was like all worked up when these guys came in. They were like, "What's up, you fat fuck?" I was like, "You know, I never really actually fight back." And the guys were like, "Well, go for it this time." Oh, and I was like, "Okay." And they were both mad short. Like, I don't want to profile Albanian guys, but my stereotype of Albanians is based on these two dudes, and they were short and super intense and wore deep V's. And one guy grabbed my legs, and the other guy grabbed my neck.
What?
Oh, my God.
They've done this before.
I pulled the guy off my neck by the back of his collar and had him up in the air. I literally, like, French pressed him, like I tricep into the air like this, and he was, like, kicking his feet, and I was kicking me in the back, and I flipped him over the top of me, and he landed so fucking hard.
You killed him.
The guy who was around my legs was like, yo.
Stop, Luke, stop.
Stop.
And time out.
Because they were like really hurting me at this point, so I like snapped and did that, and I was like Lenny from Of Mice and Men. And these guys were like,
Gabrus, you could have said the Hulk or something.
Yeah, all right, right. But yeah, my brother came and shot me in the head. But I had to fucking, they were like, we have to let you go. And having a job in college, having a job in college, especially a job at a bar that people went to, was like fucking status and a half.
I bet.
Getting fired from that job.
Was that the craziest story you have as a bouncer?
That is, yeah. And I never had to do like, one time when I was a bartender, the bouncers got in a huge fight with friends of mine that were there. I'm friends with my coworkers and kind of friends with this dude who started the fight. And my friend who started the fight was a football guy from college who was from Long Island. He was like, Gabrus, I know you fucking worked here. And I was like, no, man. His name was like DeMatteo Franco or something. You know?
What?
Like that sounded Italian. Like a fucking curse you just put on us, man. DeMatteo Franco.
We're getting dragged to hell. Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're done for. It's going to open up.
This guy started a fight with the bouncers, and the bouncers were like, we're going to kick your friend's ass. And I was like, all right, he's not really my friend. We just go to college together and we go to the same gym. So, on Long Island is like, you might as well be cousins. But I was like, let it rip, man. You guys got to do what you got to do. The bouncers go to throw him out. This guy knocks out two of the bouncers immediately.
Oh,
and
my
I'm like,
God.
And I'm just sitting there just jumping alliances constantly. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, I'm not taking a side now, especially as I don't know who's winning.
So one time, on Tuesday nights, they had Taco
That's
Tuesday
what my then. Ass just did, by the way. Same sound, color, and moisture.
Gabrus! Drink again.
Oh, shit.
It's catching up to me now.
Carl, I like this. This is your first one, but you've fucking played by the rules every time.
Yeah.
Excuse me, one second. Dink. But get back to crazy night bouncing.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
So it's
I'm
Taco Tuesday,
it.
Right? At Barney's. And I had moved up to, like, server as well as they would have me do both jobs in the same night.
Wait,
one
bouncer
paycheck.
And server?
Yeah.
That's way to get, way to get some tips.
They wouldn't hire. They wouldn't hire security for that night. They would only bring me on as a server and be like, "Everything gets out of line. You cool, right?"
That's how I ended up bouncing. Was Monday night football. Oh, I was the bartender, and the girl who would bartend with me, I also checked IDs the whole night.
Yeah.
So then I would be the guy that had to break up all the fights. But yeah.
Wow.
So I know that exact pattern of like, oh, I'm doing two jobs for the money of half of one.
Yeah. Also, anybody in here a server or been a server?
Thank you for your service.
God bless. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, holy shit.
Thank you for
more important job
free.
Than the cops.
Listen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, this story involves cops.
Yes.
It's funny you say that. I could not do the serving thing. It's too hard. Like, they would give me like 3 tables in the back, and I would be like, I asked you if you want a ranch when I first came over here. Why you saying you want it now? I gotta go take care of that table. Like, why you? I already said. Serving was fucking hard. I was like, please, like, let me be the manager of this place.
Man, well, that's of course, crazy, so it's so fucked up how much easier as you go up the food chain in any job. It's like, whoa, it's crazier. The better paying jobs are even easier.
Yeah.
This is broken.
Dude, so being a bartender in this city, to get a bartender job is probably harder than getting a series regular on a network television show.
Yeah.
Facts. And you've had that.
I've had that. Still cannot be a bartender.
Shout out Grand Crew if you haven't watched it.
Yes.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Mad funny, and they let Carl be Carl. So good. It's so good.
Yes.
Fun fact, my first job, like my first long-term job, was a writer on Mad TV.
Woo.
And
Woo.
I was still working at Barney's. When I would leave Mad TV and go do my shift at Barney's. Don't quit any job. If you want to be in this industry, you got to have money.
Yeah.
It sucks to not. Anyway, so.
Yeah, if your family don't have it, there's only one other way to get
it. My mama's broke as hell. She couldn't do anything for me. So I'm at Barney's, and it's Tuesday night, and this group of cops come in every Tuesday to eat pizza and tacos. After their softball game, they play in the softball league, in Burbank, and
which somehow they get paid for.
Yeah, they get paid. They get paid to play.
three quarters
of the city budget
like,
to watch them
cops.
Play softball. But they come in there, and this time they got a dude who I don't regularly see. So I let them all in. I don't card them. Like they, I know who they are. They're cool with me and everything. But they got one guy who I ain't never seen before.
Oh,
he's already drunk. So drunk that he accidentally shoulder checks me as he's walking in. Like he doesn't pay it. They all greet me. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? What's up? Like, and he don't greet me. He just walked right past me and kind of like,
well, right through you. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it wasn't fully through. Come on, Oscar. Don't.
I'm sorry. You can't carry.
He left with a little chip on his shoulder for sure. Yeah. Holy.
But so anyway, they're sitting down and they're there all night and they get pitchers of beer and they chilling, but they never get out of line. But this guy is getting out of line. He showed up drunk. So he's going nuts the whole night, bothering people. He's fucking like, and then I'm just keeping an eye on him while I'm also handing out fucking chicken tenders.
While you're crying over the ranch.
Do y'all want ranch? You ordering wings. Do you want ranch?
No,
I'm
now.
Good.
Tell
me now.
I want ranch in 15
minutes. I have 3
minutes,
tables.
And he wants ranch now.
I have 3 tables in this 25-table restaurant.
I'm in the motherfucking weeds.
I am fucking going insane. Please tell me. Servant was not for me. But I'm watching this guy, and I'm tending to a table, and this dude is there with this woman, and they're kind of like horse playing with each other, but I can't tell if it's like playing because it looks like they really get into an argument. And I'm just keeping an eye on it, and next thing I know, I'm bringing these people their ranch.
Yes.
And this dude just puts his hand around this woman's neck.
Oh my God.
So I go over there, I go, hey, man. And I like kind of grab him, like, what are you doing? What's going on? And she's like, sweetie, it's okay, sweetie.
To you?
And he's, yeah, to me. And he's
she
like,
called
oh,
you
what,
sweetie?
What do you want? What do you want? Yeah. Mm. Turns out, like, they said they were just playing. And I was just like, well, let's keep an eye on this. And I kept an eye on it. It happened again. And I was like, okay, that's it. You done, man. Like, you out. And I got to, like, get him out of the restaurant. And she's like, sweetie, no, it's okay. And turns out they were partners who were having an affair.
Holy shit.
Oh, and partners in like the 90s sense, not in the modern partner sense.
Yeah.
Whoa.
No. They were having
both,
an affair.
I guess.
So I get him out, and he's fighting. He is fighting. And I'm like, dude, you got to get out of here. So we stand there. My homeboy, who's bartending, like hops over the bar real tight. It was real dope. Hop over the bar to come and help me. We get this dude out. We're standing there. They're yelling. They're fighting. Her parents come. We he gets out.
What?
He gets out. He walks out. We go back inside. We're like, you can't come back in. I go over to the group of people, like the group of cops that he came with. And I was like, yeah, man, he's tripping. And they were like, it's cool, man. Whatever. Like y'all knew he was going to be tripping. Why'd y'all bring him in here?
But it's funny. I understand both sides of that. Because if you have like one guy with you who sucks, you're like, well, maybe they'll just throw him out. We don't have to deal with
him. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But like, he's so annoying. If we do some shit, he's going to drive us crazy. Like, let this fucking young bouncer deal with him. Yeah.
So next thing I know, I'm going back to serving ranch, and somebody goes, hey, y'all, it's a fight out here.
Were you on specific ranch duty? It feels like that's
only
all
about
that
the ranch
doing.
Because it's something that sticks out in my mind that people would never fucking ask for ranch at the beginning of the arc.
It's still fresh. Okay.
I will say, okay, I think there should be an only ranch server. I really do.
There should be someone at a restaurant who's
only
considered,
job
they're called the ranch hand.
Like, yeah. Yes! Yes! Yeah, and
they wear a cowboy hat, chaps, and they have ramekins of ranch.
Yes.
And, just,
and you can't just hand. Be like, uh-huh?
Yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, what?
Like the cowboys singing the blues now.
Yippee-ki-yay. Till the break of day.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, dude.
Watch out for them killer cacti in those man-eating jackrabbits.
So it's another fight outside. Her parents done pulled up, and she's now fighting this dude's dad.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. What? He's fighting her dad. He's fighting her dad. So we go, we break that fight up, and we like, man, what the fuck is happening with you tonight? And so he goes on, and I'm not going to bum everybody out with what he said to me, but don't. I agree with him. My politics. No, just playing.
He said some really racist shit, but he was right.
He was right. We got to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps. No.
I wonder what the drunk cop said to the...
Wow.
Here's what the craziest thing was. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but the sentiment of his speech that he gave me.
No.
Oh, he gave you a speech.
He gave me a speech. It was not aggressive. It wasn't aggressive. His speech, the sentiment of the speech that he was giving me was, we are here to protect you.
Oh, God.
And y'all complain about us. Y'all hate us. You hate us. You mad because I say this word? You mad because I do this? And I go,
he's not talking about bouncers when he says you.
No,
right?
He's not talking about bouncers.
Or waiters.
Or ranch hands.
Yeah.
God, and he
was like giving me like a speech on being like, we're here to protect you. We have to protect you from yourselves. We have to like, and that type of shit. I'm like, this is fucking crazy. This is what they believe.
Right?
Like,
right.
This
and
is
he's just
what,
mask off. Just
yeah,
he,
like,
right.
He's
yeah.
Like, and you get so mad at me. I don't have no hate for you. I have to protect you from this, blah, blah, blah. And so, anyway, he starts tripping again. We call the cops on him.
Yes!
Wild.
After the speech that this dude gave me, like, the cops come. He is full on resisting. Like, will not go down. They're trying to get him in the car. He's fighting back. He's going nuts on these cops.
And they're probably weirdly cool about that.
Well, here's the crazy part. So they was pissed off at him. I don't know if they knew he was a cop or whatever. But
you told him our secrets.
Shut up,
man.
So there's one woman cop who's trying to arrest this dude. He's slamming her against the car, like he's like going crazy on her. And then the other dude gets in. It's funny because both of these cops were kind of like protected groups. It was a woman cop and like an Asian cop. Big dude.
And meanwhile, his like 12 cop buddies are just getting blasted inside.
Yeah.
Another round,
they
boys.
Chilling.
Hey, we got all this fucking ranch.
This shit is nuts. Like four cop cars come and he's resisting the fuck out of the arrest, right? And I see the dude cop after he done already like elbowed that guy in the face, and they get him on the ground finally, and the dude cop just hits him with a quick like, sick, sick, like punches him, right?
Oh shit!
And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I get it now, boys.
Whoa. Wow!
I get it. I'll be applying on Monday.
Oh. Not, you don't have to.
Hell no.
Holy shit!
What is this? What are you distributing?
Jaeger. This is not necessary.
Jaeger?
Gay bread.
You're sending over Jaeger?
This is not necessary.
Oh Jaeger. It's got deer Jaeger? Blood in it. It's got deer blood.
We're coming up on the 59th shot.
Yeah. Okay.
So you don't have to do this.
But is this for 59 or for 60 or what?
We'll do this for 59 so that you can have a beer for 60 if you
well,
want.
I already poured one.
All right, then do it 59?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this
will be I can't drink it all.
Are you chugging this?
Yeah, I guess so.
All of it.
Oh,
this is more
God.
Than a shot's worth.
It's got deer blood. Real deer
no,
blood.
No, it definitely is,
it.
And it doesn't taste, as the kids say, good.
No, it's awful.
This is 3.5 ounces? That can't be right.
Airplane bottles.
That's three shots of alcohol.
Jesus Christ.
You don't have to.
No, I'm not going to. I got to point out, too, I like realized yeah. within the past couple minutes while Carl was telling his amazing story that I have lost the deposit for this suit.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I have just coated the leg of this white pants with stout, so unfortunately.
You think you're the
Quick,
only person?
Everybody look at Nick's dick. Yeah.
You think you're the only person to bring an Elvis costume with stains on the knees? Oh, shit. Oh, wait. This is technically the 59th minute right
okay.
now.
Oh.
Guys.
I'll do a shot for them. I'm going to drink this whole
thing. I'm going to do Jaeger again. Oh.
So I was writing on another like TV college. Show called Brockmeyer like Whoa. A year later.
Yeah.
And I got a call from the Glendale Police Department. And I had quit Barney's at that point because I had written on 4 shows. So I said, I feel like it's okay for me to quit now. I had to go to court for that situation.
Holy
because
shit.
That dude had gotten fired, and he was trying to get his job back. And I explained my whole story just like I just told y'all now. And I said in court, under oath, everything he said to me, including all the words of the alphabet. And he was crying his eyes out.
Yes!
Boo!
And
yes!
So,
shit.
With that being said, I don't go to Glendale anymore because he might be out.
Yep!
Wow!
It's the 60th minute!
What a way to hit number 60.
Holy shit! We did it, team! Wow! How's everyone feeling?
Woo!
Round of applause to who made it through all 60 minutes. That's so fucking radical. Holy wow. shit. I feel insane, by the way.
I drank 4 Guinness tall boys
yes.
in an hour.
Yeah.
Oh
my God. That's objectively a lot.
So, you don't know who listens to Doughboys. I don't know if people have listened to God bless you. I don't know if people have listened to Past Power Hours.
Boo!
There are other podcasts. I'm just saying.
I'm a flagrant one's head.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Both shows pay me.
Do we get the final one?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we did. Okay. That was it.
Go, yeah.
I thought there was another one.
No, we're talking. Go nuts.
So,
we can do as many more shots as we want.
So a couple years ago, and because I was not drinking at the time, I did 60 shots of a homemade vegan
yes.
mushroom gravy.
Yes.
Then the last year, also like you know, not trying not to drink, and I had I did 60 shots of Baja Blast.
Oh yeah.
And then recently on the Doughboys Patreon, one of the true psychopaths in our Discord server, D. Abrams, said we should do a candy corn power hour. So I had
Gross.
60 candy corns over the
Gross.
Course of an hour.
Oh my
Gross.
God.
This was better than all 3 of those.
Yes!
more fun, and my body is like rejecting it less. So I guess
honestly,
that's an endorsement for alcohol.
It all makes sense.
Guinness might be better for you than fucking gravy. That's for sure.
Than any of the stuff.
Usually after Nick tells an anecdote like that, I come on and go, I didn't come here to pander to y'all. I didn't like the alcohol. I should have did Crown Royal.
Well, Carl, next year is the 10th annual and probably...
Holy shit.
Probably.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
No. I'm calling it now. Next year, the 10th annual is also the final.
No.
Holy shit.
What?
They won't let you.
Why?
You can't end this shit after the one time you let me do it. I've been talking
about you coming back next year. You're here for the next year. Yo, by the way, I Jägermeister, this is going to tell you a lot about my childhood if you don't understand. Jägermeister in my house growing up was a cultural drink. My dad's stepdad, who was kind of the patriarch of that side of the family, was a man off the boat from Germany named Horst.
Whoa.
And it is unbelievable, is what he would always say. And he loved Jägermeister. And Jägermeister became a holiday drink. My family would do shots of Jägermeister. So when I went to college and people were bro, who wants to get Jäger? I was like, we have Jäger at funerals in my family.
Right.
So I didn't even know the reputation of Jäger. I went in thinking, like, and then when I found out about Jäger bombs, I'm like, this is the best way to fucking drink it with some Red Bull in there because this shit tastes fucking nasty. But at every single funeral in my family, my grandmas, my grandpas, my fathers, we would go into the parking lot and there would be everyone would have a cooler that had beers, usually Bud Heavies, and Jägermeister in it.
Wow.
So we drank Jägermeister all the time. And to me, it never had. And then I went to college and it got the reputation that Jägermeister has with everyone, where you're like, this is disgusting. Why would we drink this? But then I left college, got to be a 40, and now this is like, when I'm home on Christmas, it's like, there's Jäger in the freezer.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that fucking bananas?
Yeah, wild.
And speaking of bananas, don't you think I should drink a whole second one of these?
Dangerous.
When you said speaking of bananas, I thought she was going to pull out 99 bananas.
Speaking of bananas, I turn around, spread my ass cheeks, and shit out a bunch of bananas one at a time somehow.
Remember, a little gay.
Yes. You got it, Gabriel.
As Mono once called me, stolen by valor.
Stolen by valor.
Hey, fuck it. Why not, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
I got. What's that? Oh yeah.
He's gone.
You killed him.
He's gone.
I pick one person. This is your fault, Deborah.
Remember this forever.
What?
Wait
perfect.
A minute.
Perfect.
Hold on.
Wait.
Perfect.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That is.
Perfect.
That is.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
No. Stand your bitch ass up.
Come on.
That is absolutely.
Come on.
The encapsulation of a podcast fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yell something out, I think. Go Saints. And then when we ask one follow-up, he's like, what's...
I think he said, fuck the Saints. Oh, okay, that's cool. As long as you fucking said it, don't fucking do that Reddit shit that y'all do to me all the time and say, man, I've met so many fucking podcast fans where I would tell you about a dude who fucking...
Now's the time, NPO Veritas.
Go.
Listen. I done said this a lot. If we meet in person, man, fucking talk shit to me all you want to. I don't like that fucking internet shit. So I don't like internet discourse. I don't like to talk online, and I will block the fuck out of you. But I met this dude who came up to me, and we hung out all night. It was in St. Louis, I think. And he's like, I'm a fan of the, I like Doughboys, I like Flagrant Ones, I like Bang Bang and stuff. And I'm like, cool, man, let's fucking drink and have a fucking good time. And at the end of the night, I was like, hey, we friends now, man, let me get your Instagram. He's like, no, no.
Wow.
I go, why not, man, why not? Nah, just, you mean it. I found that motherfucker. He has sent me so many messages.
Oh, my
God. Saying, oh, dear God.
Crazy
boo.
Shit to me.
What's crazy is
fucking
you, do
Luka
not,
Doncic.
You do not have to compliment us, but that is much appreciated. And you definitely don't have to say anything to us.
Anything.
If you don't have something nice to say to a stranger, like imagine you got
leave
to leave a Billy Joel concert and you just write like, hey, Billy, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Good show. I like Elton John better. Yeah.
Right.
This was cool, but I'm more of a Comedy Bang Bang guy. That shit is fucking
whack. I am the Billy Joel of Comedy Bang Bang.
Hey.
You are.
You're Billy Joel to me, in that you mean a lot to me, and you're all fucking bangers.
Thank you, man.
And when
Ackerman works at the grocery store.
This is so fucking thrilling
Panthers,
to
man.
Me that you guys would.
I love you, dog.
So thrilling to me that you guys would come out to this show. And
what
I mean that, I'm saying that to both the guests of my podcast and you, the crowd, and you, the people live streaming at home.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I love you.
This episode is up for the whole week. So if you're listening to it now or going home to visit someone tomorrow, you can throw this shit along. Throw this shit on and play along. I am so, my eyes are crossing and my, and piss is trickling out of my.
Yeah.
My little dick looks like when like lava starts blowing up in a volcano.
Hey, Brent.
Little pee-pee bubbles are popping off.
Yes.
I mean my average size dick. Oh, wait, I can aim higher than that.
Yeah, go bigger,
my
dude.
Slightly above average size dick. By on anyone else would look average size, but on me looks small. I've got a real Frodo fucking Gandalf situation. Holy shit. I've had six beers. I've had six or seven beers and two Jaegers on stage.
Yeah.
How's everyone else feeling?
Drunk.
I should have brought my car.
Yeah. you feel okay?
I'm fine.
Carl, I'll let you drive my car home.
Yeah. I had 3.5 beers, two of these tiny Jaegers. Jaeger is a fucking aperitif.
Damn.
It's a digestif. It's doing
oh
a digestif.
God.
Yeah. Anybody here from Chicago?
Okay.
And that Malort shit. Y'all be overrating the fuck out of that. That is. It's not as bad
no,
as people.
That's like
be.
The way
yeah,
they say,
like,
Chicago winters are fun. Like, they just fucking lying to themselves.
Yeah.
Right.
I like
you have
bad
to.
Drinks. Like, I drink a lot of Fernet. Like, that's a thing.
I love Fernet.
Fernet.
Give me a Fernet.
By the way, if you ever want to ingratiate yourself to a bartender, order a shot of Fernet.
You say that because Emma Erdbrink was a former bartender, ooh. And she also loves Fernet. So
if
there
you
go.
Say, if when you order. You usually get a discount on Fernet, too. People will say, like, this is the least I can charge
you. Yeah, because they don't.
They don't
sell
it.
They're like, this sucks.
But it's what exclusively, I used to bartend at a bar that was for people getting off bartending and waiting shifts. And Fernet is what everybody wanted.
Whoa.
Why are we still talking when we could be sending everyone home and going home? We had that huge moment at 60 Minutes where we wrapped up a great Carl Tart story. And now I'm like, hey, here's what you can order at a restaurant.
You got a bunch of Taco Bell.
We value your feedback. Let's open up the feedback.
We love y'all.
I'm going to, Panthers fan, come on the aisle. I'm going to give you a Bud Light.
Wow.
Because I don't respect you.
You can drink a Bud Light. And then transition live on camera. It's a trans beer, don't forget.
Oh, wow, a hug.
Look at that.
A hug in the aisle from Carl and Panthers fan.
Oh,
oh my God, he's looking him up.
That was excuse terrifying. Me. Carl, your wife is pissed.
Carl, in front of my face?
Your wife is upset.
Not in front of my salad, Carl.
For the listeners, Carl went to the crowd and lifted someone in the air. And Oscar is hurt.
I'm so fucking pissed right now.
I'm sorry.
Did you drop an in front of my salad?
Not in front of my salad, Carl.
Guys, Nick Weiger, Carl Tart, Bessie Sodaro, Oscar Montoya, John Gabris, you guys, the live streamers, bye, shitheads! Get some liquid deaths on the way out so you don't die!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
In a part of the world where there are no rules.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, guys. Holy I'm so pumped.
I definitely have not watched this since I rented it on VHS in 92.
Strangers united by the threat of death.
We got all the fucking major players. Seagal.
Vladimir Putin is a good man.
Arnold.
Here, come. Give it to me.
I need you to cream pie me now.
Stallone.
People are loving this movie.
It's actually, it's got a lot of heart.
You're mentally irregular.
Now. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna pay.
I would fucking love for my wife to, like, see me rip a guy's throat out.
But they didn't count on one thing.
This movie's fucking insane.
It's how you know it's a good movie. You have to do almost all the work yourself to figure it out.
Oh, there's a fantasy component. Yeah. There's some sword fighting.
There's some lightning.
Bam, 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 bam.
There's a new game in town.
You wake up after a few years, and then you don't even know who you are anymore.
We're going to be making Terminators. We're going to make a really great deal with the Xenomorphs.
What? I don't hate them, but I've been in a room here.
Yes, I understand.
This is now the 20th ending of the movie.
I am Dar.
I'm your dad.
Action, boys. Boys will be boys.
Subscribe here for bonus content and more free stuff from behind the paywall. To get new episodes, become a patron at actionboys.biz.
Do it! Do it!
Come on! Do it now!